Ladies and gentlemen, we're not in the Great Depression. We're not in the Great Depression, and if the government would get out of the way, this recession would end sooner rather than later. But Obama is putting people in place who will, in fact, carry out his radical Marxist agenda. Mark, why do you keep saying that? Why? Because I'm the only one with the nerve to say it? This from the Washington Times. Until last week, Carol Browner, President-elect Barack Obama's pick as global warming czar, was listed as one of 14 leaders of a socialist group's Commission for a Sustainable World Society, which calls for global governance and says rich countries must shrink their economies to address climate change. Now, who has been saying this for years? That this phrase, hey, we're 5% of the world's population and we use 25% of the world's resources, we should be applauding it. We need to use 30% of the world's resources. And not because we're selfish, but we're an advanced industrialized society. We're an efficient technological society because we know how to use the resources. And we use it not only for the good of Americans, but for the good of the world. It's not as if we don't use them, somebody else will in Zimbabwe or Burma or Cuba. No, those are all regressive totalitarian regimes. They're too busy printing up $50 billion bills. One bill, $50 billion, so they can buy a nail. Ah, utopia is wonderful, isn't it? Carol Browner. You know, at least in Europe, a socialist admits that he or she is a socialist. Here, they're centrists. Have you noticed? Centrist Democrats or liberal Republicans. No, I'm not a socialist. We just need trillions of dollars. Take it out of the private sector, redistribute the wealth. That's not socialistic. Socialistic? No, we're just pragmatic. We're just responding. We're going to help the middle class. It is socialist, you Marxists. By Thursday, Mrs. Browner's name and biography had been removed from the Socialist International's webpage, though a photo of her speaking June 30 to the group's Congress in Greece was still available. Socialist Internet, see, I've been attacked for using that word, and I've been right all along. See, it's worse. They're Marxists. But for now, at least we have one news story from a great newspaper, the Washington Times, that hunted this down. She's a socialist, at a minimum. Browner. Let's see here. The group's Commission for a Sustainable World Society, the organization's action arm on climate change, says the developed world must reduce consumption and commit to binding and punitive limits on greenhouse gas emissions. In other words, we must become poor. Mr. Obama, who has said action on climate change would be a priority in his administration, so did that knucklehead McCain, by the way, tapped Mrs. Browner last month to fill a new position as White House Coordinator of Climate and Energy Policies. The appointment does not need Senate confirmation. Now, please listen to me. This is very, very important. At least I think it is. Obama doesn't want economic growth. He doesn't want economic growth. The Marxists don't want economic growth, or they wouldn't be Marxists. What do they want? They want government growth. They are seizing liberty. They are seizing private property. They are seizing your labor, either directly through taxation or indirectly through printing presses. They do not want economic growth. They want government growth. This entire phony stimulus deal is exactly that, a fraud. They will prolong this recession. They are competing with the private sector for money. They're draining money out of the private sector with taxes and mandates. This is counterintuitive and counterproductive. If your stated purpose is to grow the economy, it's like when Bush says, well, you know, I chucked the free market in order to save it. Really? Now, that's nonsensical. He did it as a matter of policy, which is regretful and worse. But the Marxist does it as a matter of ideology. They don't know that we're going to create or save 2 million jobs, 3 million jobs, 4 million jobs. Well, listen tomorrow. Maybe it'll be 25 million. They have no idea. This recession's going to be longer and deeper and blah, blah, blah than we ever anticipated. No, it's not. Whatever problems we have in the economy, you're going to make them worse. And you want to make them worse. Fess up. You want to drive the price of fuel through the roof. You have tried repeatedly to do it, and you succeeded not that long ago, and you'll succeed again. You wanted to drive the price of food through the roof, and you succeeded not long ago, and you'll succeed again. You want to drive out the private sector so government gets bigger and bigger and more bloated, and you have much more power to tell people how to live and not only control their private property, but control their bodies. Mark, what do you mean? What do I mean? That's what national health care is all about. We're going to control your material wealth, and we're going to control what you get to do, whether you are going to get certain treatments and drugs, whether you get to live or die, and we'll make all kinds of decisions based on arbitrary decisions. We'll decide how old you get to be to live, how young. We'll decide in other words, they're going to ration life and death. So much for limited government. So this Carol Browner, she's really no different than the guy Chu, who they've appointed to head the Energy Department, who hates coal and nuclear power. Imagine that, putting a guy in charge of the Energy Department, which I assume means he wants to produce energy, when in fact he's going to go to war with coal and nuclear power. And ladies and gentlemen, coal plus nuclear power equals electricity. And if we don't build more clean coal plants, and if we don't build more nuclear power facilities, you are going to suffer brownouts and blackouts. They are draining this society of its economic energy, and they are doing it intentionally. We're going to create a green society. What the hell are they talking about? Green society? Yes, we're all going to walk around with those goofy heated socks and 14 layers of hand-sewn sweaters. This is throwback stuff. They call themselves progressives. They're regressives. We support progress. They do not. Now, this is the Great Depression. Oh, do they wish. They're spending more than anybody in human history, and it's still not enough. And they still want you to believe this is the Great Depression, or it's like the Great Depression. It's only like the Great Depression in the way that they're approaching it. The Associated Press, remarkably, had a pretty good piece today. We'll link to all these on marklevinshow.com, as a matter of fact. It's a free website. And the government does not subsidize it, by the way. Seniors, economy's nothing like the Great Depression. Cedar Lake, Indiana. Indiana seniors in their 80s and 90s who've heard comparisons of the nation's current financial woes to the Great Depression say today's crisis can't compare to the hardship that followed the 1929 stock market crash. Joseph Furman, a 93-year-old from Cedar Lake, said he's fed up with people calling today's economic troubles a depression. He said the current troubles are a far cry from the mass layoffs, hunger, hard times that followed the stock market crash. Quote, I don't think it will ever get to that point. Life was just unbearable, he said. Like other Hoosiers from that era, he recalls people struggling to scrape together enough money to get food for their families, just to survive. Furman remembers people selling apples to earn a little money, and the days when he and his relatives shared and borrowed clothing. Other Hoosiers who lived through the decade-long Great Depression recall collecting coal that fell from passing trains to heat their homes and stuffing cardboard in their shoes when the soles wore out because they couldn't afford a new pair. The hard times affected everything, and people had to search to find simple pleasures during the bleak period, said Richard Gonzalez, the 82-year-old who lives in East Chicago, in the summer He and his friends would wait for the Iceman's truck to come down the street. As it passed, one of them would jump on the back of the truck with a pick and chip off a chunk of ice. That was our popsicle, he said. Candy and treats were a luxury few could afford, and Gonzalez recalls gobbling down a teaspoon of sugar from the kitchen when his parents weren't looking. He said neighbors would sometimes pool their limited food ingredients and split the final product, such as bread or cake. But ladies and gentlemen, we don't live like this, do we? No, we don't live like this. They live like this in the repressive regimes. The Great Depression that hit our country is an exception. The Great Depression that hit our country is the rule in these socialist utopian states. It's the rule in the Third World. What makes it different here? What makes it different here is liberty, the individual, profit, free markets, ordered liberty, a constitution, and limited government. When we lose those things, we are in a perilous state and a constant state of depression, economic and otherwise. They are going to make this country poorer. They are seeking to undermine the economy in order to make themselves more powerful, in order to grow the government. This is not about growing the economy. This is not about creating private sector jobs. This is about growing government and creating government jobs and empowering the handful of people that we have sent to Washington to tell us what to do. Look who's going to make out with this trillion-dollar phony stimulus program. All the Democrat constituent groups. The House just passed a couple of laws, ladies and gentlemen, which really, at the drop of a hat, people can now sue their employer claiming wage discrimination going back decades. The trial lawyers have wanted that, and right out of the box, they got it. What do the big unions want? Totalitarianism when it comes to voting. And they're going to get it right out of the box. What do the environmentalists want? They want cap and trade. They want to ram this down our throats. They want to control industrial output. They want to make us poorer, so says the socialist, Carol Browner, and they will, right out of the box. And what have the Democrat leaders always wanted? To have ultimate control over you. Ultimate control over you, to this point, has meant controlling your material wealth. They want to take it a step further. They always have. They want to decide your fate, the fate of your body. All you pro-choicers out there, where are you? I assume you're going to stand up against national health care. You believe the Supreme Court should decide the issue of abortion. I, of course, do not. But what about our bodies? What about this federal health board that Daschle and Obama want to set up that will decide for all of us what kind of medical treatment will be provided in this nation, what kind of medical treatment you and I will get? How can a few, a handful of these hack central planners know what kind of medical benefits your children need when they're rationing who gets what? They can't. You're about to turn the decisions over to these bureaucrats, handful of bureaucrats, who will be called experts because they're always experts, to decide the health care fate of your children. You won't. They will. Now, let me ask you, will they make a better decision than you? No, of course not. Mark, what about affordability? They'll take care of that too. Less technology, less new drugs, less hospitals, less doctors, less nurses. It'll become much more affordable because you're going to be waiting in line. And who's going to pay the price? You are. In terms of the quality of health care you will receive. Now, how do I know this? Am I imagining it? No. Because mankind has already done it to itself. It's called Britain and Canada and all the rest of them. Welcome to socialism. Welcome to Barack Obama's America. Hope, change, and screw off.